GBW, Denmark Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel continues defending its airstrike on Doha, even though around the world, the move has been soundly criticized.
The strike causing international outcry. Qatar condemning the attack, calling it state terrorism and accusing Israel of sabotaging ceasefire talks. Israel says it was entirely justified, though Hamas called it a failure, claiming that none of its leaders were killed. Instead, they say it only killed security guards and the son of a Hamas leader, as well as a member of the Qatari security forces.
ABC's James Longman in Doha. Russia says it did not deliberately target Poland when drones were sent over the border and into Polish airspace. Polish and NATO air defenses were scrambled, shooting down the drones. A Russian airstrike on pensioners picking up their checks in eastern Ukraine this week, killing 24. Inflation at the wholesale level eased a bit last month. The producer price index down 2.6% on a yearly basis. Tomorrow, we find out about price indexes at the consumer level. This is ABC News. Former vice president and 2024 presidential candidate Kamala Harris has written a book about last year's election. In one excerpt published in The Atlantic, Harris says it was reckless to let President Biden be the one to decide whether he should run again.
Also in this excerpt, for the first time, Harris expresses deep resentment towards the Biden White House. She says President Biden's advisors fueled negative stories about her in the press, that they refused to defend her against attacks from Republicans, and that they never really gave her a chance to succeed as vice president. On one point, however, she actually defends Biden by dismissing those who say that he was too old or incapable of serving as president. But she says at 81, Biden got tired.
South Korea has sent a charter plane to the United States to bring home the hundreds of Korean nationals swept up in last week's immigration raid in Georgia. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There's extra police at Preble High School today, along with more student support staff after two separate fights during lunch yesterday. In one, a student was arrested, and when officers searched for a locked classroom, they also found a handgun and ammunition. The gun wasn't on the student or out in the open. Police are still deciding on charges. If you have information that can help with an investigation, call Green Bay Police or leave a tip with Crime Stoppers. Some City of Green Bay workers are taking their lunch breaks outside on Tuesdays this month, not just for some fresh air, but to take a walk with the community as part of a national push to get people more active. The goal is to spread awareness about reducing the risk of heart disease. The Heart Health Walks will continue for the next two Tuesdays and on World Health Day on Monday, the 29th. Just meet at City Hall at noon. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in Wisconsin and across the country. Most cardiac events are preventable. Just 30 minutes of activity a day, like a walk on a fall day like today, can make a big difference. The Packers-Lions matchup on Sunday was the most watched Week 1 game in more than 2.5 decades, according to CBS Sports. The matchup drew nearly 24 million viewers on Sunday. The Pack squares off with the Washington Commanders tomorrow night in primetime. It's their winter warning game, where they'll be all decked out in white uniforms and asking fans to be a part of the whiteout, too. For news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball this afternoon, where the Rangers host the Brewers to wrap up their three-game series in Arlington, Texas. The Rangers winning again last night, 5-4, thanks to another great performance by their rookie center fielder, Michael Hellman, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Take your hat off to Texas. They made great defensive plays. I mean, kid in center field, I think he changed the game. Runs down Durbin's ball and then robs a home run from Terang.
NFL, the Packers signed Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million. They host the Washington Commanders tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers play at number 19th-ranked Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Wisconsin has not beat a ranked team on the road in 4 years.
We hear the noise. We try and block it out as much as we can, but we hear it. So just being able to go out there and prove ourselves right. You know, we work just as hard as anyone else, if not harder, and we're excited for our opportunity to show that.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormas. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, a great-looking September day with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. Another good one on Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Currently, it's 62.
Here on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. Start your morning every morning with our Dan Marcus and then listen all day long until Pete Schwabba. He starts at 6 every night with Nightlight. Brings you that entertainment news right here on WGBW.
Why do you fill me up, buttercup, baby? Just to let me down.
We're not against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I absolutely love going to live comedy shows. I also love going to live theater productions because people are so darn talented. And I was in my school plays when I was in high school. Never did any community theater after that. I don't know that my memory retention would remember lines now at my age. In my 40s, I don't know. I walk into a room, I don't remember what I'm there for. But you can see Eric Westfall in The Play That Goes Wrong. In fact, he's going to have tickets for you coming up again this afternoon from 2 until 6. Make sure to tune in and you can check out The Play That Goes Wrong with Eric in the cast in Abrams September 19th through the 21st. And win those tickets again today with 97.9.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, "Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies." And I'm like, "Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck?" He said, "No, because they would just blow it up, and we can't afford to lose that truck." I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM, then advertise.
Vision of your love, loveliness. happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. More security at Preble this week. Another local news update. We'll tell you more coming up.
Mine love. your friends laugh. Even this I can stand, 'cause I wanna keep you any way I can.
Local news and timeless hits. That's the Temptations on 97.9 WGBW. My friends, we will never make you beg to get caught up on the local news. In fact, we'll do it at the top and bottom of every single hour, including this local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Preble High School students will be sharing the halls with police officers at school today after two fights broke out yesterday during lunchtime. One led to a student's arrest, and police also found a handgun with ammunition in a classroom. The Green Bay Police Department is continuing to investigate. The Green Bay School District is honoring eight alumni with a new Hall of Fame. At a ceremony yesterday, school superintendent Vicki Bayer called the project long overdue.
During my time here at Green Bay, I had opportunities to encounter so many wonderful, amazing alumni and wondered why we aren't recognizing them. Why aren't we getting a message out about some of the fabulous things happening that our alumni are part of?
To be eligible, honorees need to have graduated at least 20 years ago, a requirement easily met by Packers co-founder Curly Lambeau. He graduated from East High School 108 years ago. Lambeau went on to co-found the Packers, lead them to six NFL championships, and pioneered the passing game. Another inductee, Preble High School class of 1990, Major General Anthony Mastelier, has an interstellar impact. He's the current Director of Global Space Operations at U.S. Space Command at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado. The inaugural Hall of Fame also includes community leaders like Emily Jacobson, East High School class of 2003, and founder of the Wisconsin Doulas Association, and Nancy Nussbaum, West High School class of 1964, former De Pere mayor and Brown County executive and director of Wisconsin Office of Crime Victim Services. An induction ceremony is next month.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormes. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, a great-looking September day with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. Another good one on Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
WGBW. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned, and while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, it landed foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrifice, met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news and timeless hits with American Pie on 97.9 WGBW. And what does an American school lunch cost these days? I'm actually kind of shocked at how expensive. That is coming up.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Ooh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
yeah. I met her in a club down in North Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. La 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 Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. So the kids are back in school. Hopefully everybody in the household is getting used to that routine and things are settling in for the 2025-26 school year. I just came across this. A new study found that the average packed lunch will cost parents about $6.15 a day. And that's not even for fancy stuff. That's not like hummus and organic carrots and celery. That's just regular old what used to be considered affordable things like a PB&J. If you throw in cold cuts or even a salad, that takes the price up to about $7.30 a day. They say school lunches could cost parents $36 a week. And that's just for one kid. If you have a whole house full, my Lord.
Learn about the food you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart Dairy. Healthy Planet. BricksteadDairy.com.
It's almost National Forensic Science Week, and boy, is there an event for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Friday, September 19th, from 3 till 6:30 p.m. at Light Memorial Park, you can enjoy a free event to learn more about forensic sciences from 13 different agencies and organizations. This is great for kids trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And it's nothing to be weirded out about. I personally wanted to be a crime scene photographer when I was growing up. And look at me now. I'm fine, right? Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Tuning in to local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW, from the Rolling Stones to Jefferson Airplane.
Love.
97.9 WGBW. Local news, timeless hits. Music that still sounds great.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel coming under criticism for the attack targeting Hamas leaders in Doha. ABC's James Longman's there.
The strike causing international outcry. Qatar condemning the attack, calling it state terrorism and accusing Israel of sabotaging ceasefire talks. Israel says it was entirely justified, though Hamas called it a failure, claiming that none of its leaders were killed. Instead, they say it only killed security guards and the son of a Hamas leader, as well as a member of the Qatari security forces.
Israel carrying out another round of heavy airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen today as well. Russia says it did not deliberately target Poland when it sent drones into Polish airspace. They were shot down by NATO and Polish jets. An encouraging report on inflation, prices at the wholesale level down more than economists had expected last month. Scientists say NASA's Mars rover finds the strongest hints yet of potential signs of ancient life by uncovering rocks in a dry riverbed. This is ABC News. A big move that will make a lot of parents happy. New Mexico becoming the first state in the nation to offer free child care for all families, regardless of income.
The big question here is how to pay for this. The governor is requesting an additional $120 million in funding at the next legislative session. And some state Republicans are now questioning if giving higher income people free child care makes sense. They're calling this nannies for millionaires. There's also the reality of a shortage of child care workers. So New Mexico is offering incentives to child care centers to encourage them to try to boost worker pay.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. In France, widespread protests are taking place. President Emmanuel Macron has just appointed his